This is the BBC World Service. Is this planet overcrowded, especially in big cities? The UN is saying by the end of the century, the global population will be 11 billion. That's 3 billion more than are living on Earth right now. William Ryerson is the president of the Population Institute. He says this is a big problem.
At the breakfast table today, we have 225,000 additional people who weren't there yesterday. And their footprint in terms of what they require in natural resources to survive, even at minimal levels, is significant.
Danny Dorling is humanities professor at Sheffield University here in the UK. Danny, welcome to Newsday. You're not convinced we should be worried about this?
I think we worry about it too much. What people don't look at behind the UN reports on population growth is the most remarkable aspect of these reports. World population growth, in terms of the rate of growth, peaked in 1971 when we had a growth rate of about 2.1%. Since 1971, it's been slowing. That's the rate of growth, not the numbers of people. They keep on going up, but the rate of growth has been slowing. In 1990, we hit peak baby. We've never had as many babies as we had in 1990. That's quite a long time ago. Mm. We've just about gone past peak 18-year-old. We are slowing down to a plateau, and this is the first time for many, many hundreds of years that human populations have been approaching a steady state.
But if we ask the question, can we support this growing number of people? It's the actual numbers, isn't it, that matters when it comes to the world's resources, energy, food, water, those kind of things?
For the last two centuries, we've thought that we couldn't support the numbers of people we were getting, and every time we get them, we've managed to support them. Now, I'm not saying we will.
There's got to be a lid on it somewhere, though, hasn't there?
Well, there is. The lid is the fact that we've actually brought our fertility down. Now, so that half the world is having fewer than two babies per woman. The lid is we're actually slowing down ourselves. So we actually know for the first time for a very long time, we know how many people we're going to have to feed and house worldwide. This really is very good news. But we tend to look for bad news stories. We go, 10 billion, 11, that sounds like a lot. It must be bad.
We are guilty of that as journalists. I'll concede you that. That's taking the sort of figures across the world as a whole. Yeah. Surely what makes this an issue is the fact that the big growth in population is coming in parts of the world where there aren't the resources.
Well, there is the space. I mean, the biggest growth is in Africa, which has space. China is set for a very early slowdown, which is some of the most crowded parts of the world are the Chinese cities, and that's slowing down early on. Where the growth remains to be, there is actually the most space written. It's also in those countries which tend to have the smallest footprint, where people consume the least.
Right.
That's all changed, but we really are not each other's problem. The increasing numbers of people is slowing down. Most children in the world are going to just be having, as a couple, two children themselves. This is a thing to celebrate. This is what's actually occurring now.
And let's just finally focus on where this is most acute. And the answer is India, I think, isn't it? India will become the world's biggest country within the next 15 years.
Yeah, India will become the world's biggest country, but it won't have as much growth as some parts of Africa. But also, India is beginning to slow down. And as the Indian middle class grows, as education spreads across India, people are choosing to have fewer children in many parts of India, led by Kerala, which is a shining example to the world of what's possible. Kerala, for many decades, has brought its fertility down and is now the lowest fertility area in India.
Danny, thanks very much indeed for that. Danny Dorling, humanities professor at Sheffield University here in the UK, live with us on Newsday.